So, good morning, everyone. Another day here of DebtConf in Taiwan. It's great to see you here in the morning. People are still streaming in into the venue. And we are having here the first talk of the day in the room, Xueshan, with Georges Kaznadar. But there are different ways to pronounce the name. For example, it's a Turkish name, so it could be Kaznadar. But like if you speak it in French, where you are living in France, right?
Yeah.
Then you could also say Kaznadar, but you can also we can also call you just George.
Yes.
Okay.
Easier.
This is great. So thanks for being here. And you're having two sessions. So one session today and one session tomorrow is a workshop tomorrow.
Yeah. And people can attend the workshop even if they did not attend the conference today.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, it's great to have you here, especially because you have been working over many years already with people in Asia, for example, in India, Praveen Kumar and others. So we're really looking forward here with more details from your talk. So a round of applause for George.
Thank you. So the title of the conference is Pocket Debian in My School. And so I just take Pocket Debian. And I shall be talking and rebooting my computer in real time. So this will be just a minute. I developed Debian Pocket because there were issues with using Debian on computers in my school. All the teacher did not want to have a foreign system. They just prefer Windows OS, and the rooms are used by every teacher. And so there is some mainstream, and I struggled against that mainstream culture. But with the students, it is way easier. Because every machine has been configured in my school to boot like mine. That is, it will recognize immediately when a USB stick has been switched on and boot on the USB stick. So, just a minute. My students are generally surprised to see how fast the boot can be. So I have the complete boot screen here. I make just a little adjustment in order to have the same image on my computer and on the common screen. So screens, this one should be here is it. And I start my talk again. So this one. Oh, I should go to the begin. So here is it. I am teacher in Dunkirk, which is the northernmost part of France, and in Lycée Jean Bar. I belong to a few organizations and associations, AFUL, April, which are free software organizations in France, Offset, which used to be an international free software association, and I am Debian developer for a few years. Teacher side, when you use computers in French schools, how can we know that something is useful? Just break it. And when it is broken, you see immediately whether it was useful or not. As I am in charge of the school network, my colleagues ask me whenever something breaks. So here are the questions in order of decreasing importance. The first thing they must do is to take the attendance. So if that doesn't work, they are lost. Then I cannot access internet. the computer is way too slow. Oh, but that's window. I explained them, but they cannot hear it. I cannot print PDF files. Oh, that's quite a new feature of our school computers. The printers are Windows-based, and I don't know why, the drivers are not correctly configured. I cannot read my USB stick because all colleagues come with video or images or short talk on a USB stick, and there are often issues. Then the student size. So first question, nothing works. Oh, it should be very easy, but when nothing works, I have nothing to do. Oh, very well. But unfortunately, I come and everything works again. My password never works. So this is the second line of defense. But I can change the student's password. So that doesn't. The computer is way too slow. So this is always about Windows, which is making we don't know what. Where is the application? It is the last line of defense of my students. They don't find the application. Then all my work suddenly disappeared. Oh, you know, students never save their work. So it is the ultimate line of defense. And just a remark, how can be this computer so old? You know, in French schools, generally computers are 5 years old or even more. And young people like to have breaking news. This computer is 5 years old, and that is interesting. It works very well when used with Debian. I have been pushing GNU Linux solutions for a long time in my school with few success. Between 2005-2010, we had a complete room using GNU Linux. It was a distribution to make physical measurements. And a few teachers were teaching that curriculum. So each of them knew the peculiarity of this room, and they knew that it was not Windows, but that did not disturb them. So they could use it, and it worked. Later, more people came in this same room because the curriculum has disappeared from French programs. And then they are required to use Windows because my operating system was very foreign. However, the OS issue. Nowadays, every people is using Android. So people are not rigid as they used to be. So when something new appears, they just adapt. However, my colleagues are still resisting the change. For example, all of them want Microsoft Office. I don't know why, because students only have access to LibreOffice. Fortunately enough, both are compatible for the files issued by teachers. We can suspect that this is due for to Microsoft lending free, as in free beer, free licenses. So this has got a long success. Among the oldest bootable media based on GNU Linux, you can count with Freeduck CD. It was a live CD-ROM with an educational distribution. It was made by members of the Association Offset between years 2002 and 2007. And the most successful release, which was stamped version 1.5, has been downloaded from SourceForge more than 100 or 1,000 times in year 2005. The feedback we got taught us that people enjoyed empowering old computers in a virus-safe environment because in primary school, which was our main target, computers may be 10 years old. And at that time, they were using Windows 95 in 2005, and you can imagine how many viruses they got every day. So, for 10 years now, bootable USB sticks are more convenient than DVD-ROMs just because one can save some personal content on them, and so it is slightly customizable. FreeDuke USB is the heir of FreeDuke CD. You have here useful URL, usb.freeduke.org. You can find every explanation here. It is a derivative of the Knoppix distribution made by Klaus Knopper, which maintains this custom Debian distribution regularly. There used to be one new version each year, at least. I remaster it at a deep level, so I uncompress completely the file system, make some changes, and fold it again. How do my students react to such an environment? So, when they see that for the first time, it is easy to save them. Just use the USB stick, plug it in, and start your computer after that. So, it's not that difficult. And as far as I could see, the time of adaptation of my students is roughly 20 seconds. 10 years ago, they said to me, oh, the Windows is a bit strange. Nowadays, they are very proud to recognize GNU Linux, but because they know something about GNU Linux. So, times are changing. As they generally succeed to do the work I assign them, they are proud. And I say them that they are officially becoming hackers and hackers. And girls appreciate to hear the name hackers, which is the feminine form of hacker in French language. I don't have enough time to develop the few applications we have here. I shall show you in the last minutes or during the question session. So there are some specific scientific applications here. PyAcidobasic, it is about chemistry. Jonglage, it is about mechanics of the point. For example, you can take a film of somebody playing with balls, for example, football. Ball and make a simulation using the rules of physics and see how it works. Pi make a video, so this is about measurement on video files, but there are many of them. Let us talk about scientific experimentation. During the workshop, I shall mostly talk about the XPIES box, which our chair master knows, because we are working with that. So this box features something like an oscilloscope with four channels and much, much more. But back to experiments. You know that currently people make confusion between science and faith. Both are different things. If we go back in European history, maybe you know the history of Galilei, who was sued because he pretended by Earth was turning. At the same time, the Holy Office, that is the Christian topmost authority, used books which are not really free licensed. It is Bible. You cannot change the Bible if you are not in this topmost office. So Galileo was sued, and on the contrary, he was proposing free science, because people were invited to recompile his knowledge. Of course, you needed some drivers, some hardware. You needed to have something to observe the sky. So we did not see Pimeca video, and I wanted to make the focus on XPIES. So it is a small embedded system. When I say it is small, it is real small, this size, and rather tough. When my students drop it, it still works. Okay, that makes a big difference with the oscilloscopes. Just try to throw an oscilloscope and you will see whether it works longer. So this one is released under free licenses, both for the software and for the hardware. Currently, there is one free license for hardware, which is released by CERN. The OHL license is a good license for free software. Students who have to learn coding and programming recognize that GNU Linux is a good distribution because it was made by hackers and targeted to hackers at the beginning. So you can find acute tools. That is, for example, if you want to make something in a cook, you can use a knife. A knife is something sharp. You can do very precise things with a knife. When you are using Windows tools, it is like making with a spoon. Very difficult to make sharp things with a spoon. And you have loads of libraries, just one apt install away. When my students are using Windows, they generally use Notepad++. The USB stick comes with a GNI pre-configured, and they have quite the same environment, and most of the teachings begin with JavaScript and Python, more precisely Python version 3. However, to feel the advantage coming with Debian, they must to be somewhat advanced. So they need to have a personal project, and then they feel the gain of having a powerful distribution. So that's all. We can begin the question session if we have some time left. I just deploy here a view of the educational applications coming with the Debian Pocket.
So, are there any questions? Yeah, there's a microphone in front of you.
Do you have any reason to use Knoppix instead of Debian Live, which is, in my opinion, is more easy to configure and to adapt?
So it is just an historical reason. When first live distribution existed, Knoppix was among the first, and Fredrik Cede was just a few months before. It was based on another live system, which was made by Raphael Herzog. But we stick to Debian to Knoppix because of that, and I am trying to use Debian Live, which is a powerful system. So I could make the same distribution, but at some time it's broke. I did not understand why, so I must learn it, and I feel it is more powerful. Yes, you are right.
I'm not sure. I just went for several years ago to remastering Knoppix CD, and I think this process is quite stressful, and Debian Live is might
yes.
be less.
Yes,
stressful.
Yes, I know. So we have 1 minute left. Some other question?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for the talk. Have you already looked at Debian Edu?
So we should begin to work together. The reason why I did not collaborate with Debian Edu is because in I am not root in my school, so I cannot deploy a system like Debian Edu. We already have a system based on Debian, but with some proprietary additions, and that cannot be changed. So I focused on developing an environment with educational application, which Debian Edu is not currently. There are a few links to educational application for end users, but the main focus of Debian Edu, as I thought, maybe it is different now, is rather for sysadmin working in schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, you're right about the main purpose. I managed to deploy it actually in just in one room, in one
okay.
In one classroom, and it helped me to deploy LFTP. No, I don't remember booting via network.
Yes,
just with SynClient via network.
Yes,
so
that
I
was the way we booted in the room. Which I must give back to Windows in the past. So, unfortunately, this is ancient history for me. But maybe that can change because times are changing. Students are are increasingly aware of GNU Linux, and maybe young teachers know how it works. So, as older teachers are finishing their career, maybe some change will happen soon. And we shall work together. I think it is the way to go. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, and a round of applause for George. Thank you for this talk.
Thanks.